product and related process evaluation projects. IPC criteria should be considered in the evaluation of products and the processes related to their correct use. Product evaluation is the process of appraisal that considers the value and significance of quality, cost, safety, and practitioner choice for product selection. Product evaluation should be based on quality, safety, cost, standardization, and serviceability, and consider cost containment, cost-benefit analyses, and productivity. However, amongst all of those considerations, the ultimate measure of product success is the impact on resident outcomes. Product evaluations help implement priorities in a risk review by ensuring that appropriate products are being purchased for use in the facility, for example, that new cleaning and disinfecting agents are EPA registered, are active against prioritized risks and pathogens, and are compatible with existing equipment. The primary objective of a product evaluation program is to select and purchase products that meet specific performance criteria, contribute to good resident outcomes, meet safety requirements, and are cost-effective. PIPs related to device-associated infections can contribute to the selection of appropriate devices. Improved outcomes provide the strongest evidence for changing products or adopting new technology. Role of the IP. IPs should be involved in all purchasing decisions for the healthcare facility that may have relevance to IPC or patient safety, including the product evaluation process for medical devices, cleaning/disinfecting agents, PPE, and more. The IP is the subject matter expert here, and they should provide input related to evidence-based findings. Key point. IP involvement is crucial to avoid the creation of resident safety, quality, operational, and financial issues due to errors in purchasing. It is crucial that the IP assist in ensuring that any products purchased meet the needs and operational requirements of the facility, that is, medical equipment with highly detailed cleaning and disinfection requirements without having an adequate number of specialized staff who can safely follow the IFUs. HAIs are becoming a focus in the product market as manufacturers develop expensive products claiming to decrease infections. IPs must be active in evaluating products that may affect infection rates to determine whether they are efficacious and thus worth the added cost. Although product innovation may provide an essential health benefit, such as decreasing infection rates, the healthcare system is challenged to critically evaluate emerging products and technologies to ensure that the costs do not outweigh the benefits. This often requires a cost-benefit analysis or return on investment analysis to be conducted. Organizational goals for cost reduction, revenue enhancement, and performance improvement should be established and clearly communicated. Product evaluation committees or cross-functional teams. A product evaluation committee, PC, should have an executive champion. Key executives and clinical leaders should support and actively participate in the program. Under ideal circumstances, the PEC will be a multidisciplinary committee appointed by and under the jurisdiction of the administrators of the facility or healthcare system. The committee follows policies and procedures that are approved by administration. The PEC is responsible for reviewing, evaluating, and selecting products for use within the facility or healthcare system. Some PECs have the authority to make final decisions on product selection, whereas other PECs recommend products for decontamination, sterility, and safety and must consult administrative-level decision-makers. PEC membership should be cross-functional by design. That is, team members will serve as project managers. This may be necessary to complete an optimal number of projects each year, thereby achieving both clinical and cost goals. PEC members should expect to transition into project managers as the PEC leader assigns them a project or products whose evaluation must be planned, trialed, and potentially implemented. Consider the following brief example of how a PEC could function. A hospital's PEC is approached by the EVS department to investigate ultraviolet, UV, disinfection technology. As a committee member subject matter expert, the IP is asked to determine whether the technology is supported by evidence and guidelines. The IP reports back that UV disinfection is evidence-based and presents a synopsis of the relevant research and guidelines. The PEC would then move forward with a request for more information from companies offering this technology. The hospital should have a standard template for product evaluations to be populated with the needed elements for evaluating new technologies. Product evaluation processes. The goals of a product evaluation program are to select products that meet specific performance criteria, rated using both clinical and financial measures. are safe for residents, HCP, and any others in the environment. Contribute to positive resident outcomes. Reduce costs to residents and the healthcare facility. A product evaluation process should always begin with the identification of a need. This is a concept that is often overlooked. Either clinical or non-clinical personnel may identify such a need, but IPs are key to identifying needs. They may lead or contribute to this process by attending conferences, reviewing evidence-based and best practices literature, reviewing product materials, networking with colleagues, reviewing current guidelines, and critically evaluating clinical studies. All of these sources may provide information about how new products affect clinical outcomes. A product evaluation process could consist of steps such as the following. The need for a product is identified and the product is introduced to the Product Evaluation Committee, PEC. A team member may be assigned to lead the investigation. Functional product specifications are developed. Background information is reviewed. A market survey of potential products, product information from suppliers, literature from clinical trials, an analysis of costs, and networking with other product users at different facilities. Potential safety and IPC implications are reviewed with an IP. Product trial protocol is developed. Product trial is conducted. Trial results are evaluated. Results are presented to the PEC for a final decision. The decision process should be driven by data, clinical, quality, and organizational data with a focus on clinical, financial, and operational outcomes. It should also include a post-implementation review. The product evaluation process includes managing and evaluating inventory as important components. Ordering inventory on a just-in-time basis can save on holding costs and reduce space constraints. Product standardization eliminates product duplication and reduces overall inventory, thereby saving the facility money. Standardization also leads to better inventory control, more efficient use of space because fewer products are stocked, less staff training than for multiple products, and fewer errors because staff are already familiar with the products. However, some customization can reduce costs, for instance, when departments have very different needs. Of course, there are times when a single product will not satisfy all the functional requirements of clinical care without incurring waste, inefficiency, or higher costs than are necessary. In such instances, two or more products will be required to meet clinical needs. The PEC should focus on product standardization whenever possible, but committee members should be aware of the potential limitations of shoehorning standardization. The PEC should also be aware of and be responsible for any off-label use of products. Off-label use is the application of a product for a purpose that is not included in the approved device labeling. The IP plays a vital role in managing this issue. Despite potentially valid and valuable reasons for off-label use, inappropriate off-label use is a risk that must be acknowledged, understood, and controlled. Corporate purchasing policies and group purchasing organizations, GPOs. Group purchasing agreements create a system for coordinating product selection so that the process is streamlined and group costs are managed. Membership in group purchasing organizations, GPOs, provides value to healthcare settings by negotiating and awarding competitively priced product contracts that can be accessed by members. Many larger healthcare facilities belong to one or more GPOs. Member input into product selection is obtained either indirectly through surveys or directly through participation in councils or task forces. Audits are an essential part of the post-award process and should be conducted to ensure that suppliers comply with the terms and conditions of the contract. It is important for the PEC to understand and interact with the product selection and contract negotiation process used by GPOs. As an active member of the PEC, the IP must give input to the GPO contracting process and assist the PEC in determining whether to access the awarded GPO agreement. IPC relevance, personnel, and resident safety issues may differ from facility to facility. Therefore, it is always important to evaluate GPO contracts for suitability for implementation at the local level. Smaller facilities entering into purchasing agreements with larger or academic facilities may benefit from the combined purchasing power of the alliance. This alliance, however, may dictate product selection and availability for the smaller facility because of the greater influence that the larger facility has in the product selection process. Care must be taken, therefore, to consider all practice settings in the selection process so that suitable and cost-efficient options are provided for product purchases.